USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is asking for answers about the certification process for the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA will go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32, the NASDAQ down 48, and the S&P 500 down 13. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
President Trump says Russia must stop intervening in Venezuela. In recent days, Vladimir Putin's government has sent planes reportedly with military personnel and equipment on board to Venezuela to back Nicolas Maduro's regime. President Trump in the Oval Office said Russia has to get out of Venezuela.
They know very well. They know very well.
When he was asked how he might force Russia to stop intervening, he simply repeated this phrase.
See, all options are open. All, just so you understand, all options are open.
In Seattle, police say two people were killed and two were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A measles outbreak has one county doing what it can to keep the outbreak at bay. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Health officials in Rockland County, New York, have declared a state of emergency amid the ongoing measles outbreak. The county is prohibiting unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going out in public spaces for 30 days. Ed Day is a county executive in Rockland County.
We're seeing increasing infections. We're seeing increasing exposures. We're getting more resistance from a variety of different areas. It is the largest outbreak in the nation since the measles was eradicated in 2000.
Day was speaking there on CBS News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We now know what caused that cruise ship in Norway to lose power in the Norwegian Sea. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Norway's maritime authority says the engines on the Viking Sky failed because they didn't have enough lubricating oil, and safety systems detected the problem, automatically shutting down the engines. What didn't help was the ship was in very stormy seas at the time, with more than 1,300 passengers and crew aboard. Some passengers described it like a scene from the Titanic. Before the ship was finally towed into port on Sunday, the company said 479 passengers were evacuated by helicopter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.